The Theater Guild on the air. Foremost producers of stage plays, including Oklahoma, Carousel, and over 150 productions in the American theater, comes to you now over the air. Tonight we bring you Franz Molnar's brilliant comedy, The Guardsman, starring Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne. And here is Lawrence Langner, co-administrator with Teresa Helburn of the Theater Guild, to tell you about tonight's play. Mr. Langner.
Ladies and gentlemen, our play tonight is The Guardsman by Molnar, starring Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne, the most talented acting couple in the American theater. This was the first play in which Alfred and Lynn ever played together. When we did the play originally, it was very difficult to cast. When we offered the man's part to an important actor, he always said, "No, thank you. The woman's part is much better." Then we'd offer the woman's part to an important actress, and she'd say, "Oh, no, thank you. The man's part is much better." Then Miss Helburn of the Theater Guild had the brilliant idea that Lunt and Fontanne would be wonderful in the play. And as they'd just been married, each would want the other to have the better part. So we'd have no trouble on that score. Her intuition was correct. Under the skillful direction of Philip Muller, who also made the acting version, both Alfred and Lynn scored a triumphant success at the opening of the play. And since that time, they've become the most famous and beloved acting couple on the American stage. And they are equally loved and admired in England. And by the GI audiences before whom they've been appearing in the play Love in Idleness, now retitled Oh, Mistress Mine, which we shall produce with John C. Wilson this winter in New York. In our play tonight, The Guardsman, its famous author, Molnar, shows us two temperamental Viennese actors in love, and his sense of humor, brilliant dialogue, and subtle portrayal of character make the play universally entertaining. It could happen anywhere, for when love and the artistic temperament come in conflict, you can always expect fireworks, especially when it's spring. And now, Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne in The Guardsman.
There were two very famous stars. One was a man named Franz, and the other, a lady named Madeline. At the height of their fame, they were married, and they lived, or tried to, in a sensible way. They had a maid named Lido, a kind of housekeeper who was known all over Vienna as Mama, a dear friend who was a critic, and a piano. Then spring came. As our play begins, Mama and Lido are on their knees on one side of the living room packing costumes into a trunk, while on the other side, near the piano, the famous actor and his famous wife are conversing privately while she plays Chopin with dreams in her eyes.
I ask you, Marie, please don't play the piano. I'm going away. Please stop playing.
I thought you liked Chopin.
Wife doesn't play romantic music when her husband's going away.
Are you sure you don't want the Prince of Valley costume?
No, Mama, I don't want the Prince of Valley costume.
You're not going to play Mona Vanna?
No, I'm not going to play Mona Vanna. Therefore, I don't want the costume.
All right. Will you just never stop calling?
Every time I go on tour, the same thing happens. Mama knows I don't play Mona Vanna, but she pretends to be a dribbling idiot just to make me nervous.
Well, why don't you hit me? Go, Mama!
Why did she tell me to hit her, Marie? Why does everyone try to make me more nervous than I am? Will you please stop playing Chopin? Now, what? Oh,
Fenner.
Oh, come in, old man.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything important.
Just the usual argument.
All I did was ask him if he wanted Prince of Olive Court.
Now, stop it. If you don't be quiet, I'll throw you out.
Do you hear that, Bernhardt? A nice way to talk to a mother. You're a critic. Is this justice?
It seems to me, Mama, that after 9 years of being Marie's mama, you would be used to it by now.
I give her 20 golden a month for cooking. I give her 7 extra for being Mama. You think she'd appreciate it.
Lizzo, get my bags. Mama, close the trunk.
No way.
Shut up. Sit down, Bernhardt. At least you can be comfortable.
How long is this engagement for, Fran?
3 nights. I play Romeo, Hamlet, and the fire in the opera house.
Oh, then you'll be home by Friday.
Then I'll be home again by Friday.
You're nervous.
Yes, I'm nervous.
Oh, dear, you're just a little unendurable.
Yes, I am just a little unendurable.
In that case, it's wisest to leave you entirely alone.
In that case, it's wisest to leave me entirely alone.
Children, children, children.
So it goes, Bernhardt.
What would you, dear public, think of this? Calm now.
In the theater, the playwright tells me what to say to my husband. At home, I decide what he deserves from me.
That's the way she talks to me, Bernhardt.
Yes, yes.
Day in, day out. Married 6 months, and we've come to this. 6 months, Bernhardt.
I don't know. I haven't left her side for 8 years. She's sweeter to me than ever.
Well, it's easy for you. She doesn't love you.
Oh, well, if you're talking of love.
I know. You don't
then
love me.
Goes again.
Say it, sweetheart. You haven't said it today. Tell me that you no longer love me. Keep on saying it. Let me get used to it. I knew your love wasn't the kind to last very long, but I confess I'd scarcely look for the end before it's September. This is only May. I counted at least on June. July, even. Possibly with luck for August.
Yes, May. Look at the tree outside, Bernhardt. Oh, the buds are so pretty.
Beautiful spring. Beautiful May.
Well, you needn't encourage her, if you don't mind.
Terribly beautiful, May.
Why do you pretend to be crying?
It's a feeling that comes over me sometimes. And the flowers are in bloom.
I see. The flowers. Do you have rose fever?
I do not have rose fever.
Indeed not. I know what you're crying about.
No,
I know.
Why do you ask?
Well, let's separate then. Let's get a divorce. Let's confess honestly.
Walking up and down in front of me.
You go your way. I'll go mine. That will be better than these everlasting lies, these hidden tears, these threatening eyes, this sulking in your corner, this Chopin music. Will you do me a great favor?
What is it? What is it? What?
Don't play Chopin.
Why not?
Because Chopin isn't meant for me.
For whom, then?
Chopin puts women in a mood of romance, of longing, of desire. In short, all things that a decent married woman shouldn't be thinking about. And I don't mean flowers.
Oh. Very well, then. I may not even do that now.
You'll make her cry again.
No, she's happy now. She's a mother. She's a suffering angel, aren't you, poor thing?
If you knew how little I'm suffering, you wouldn't be in such good spirits.
Excuse me, ma'am. These just came for you.
Oh, what beautiful flowers. Well, any message?
No, ma'am.
Who could have sent them?
Oh, I don't ask questions anymore, Bernhardt. She gets flowers all the time. This isn't the first by any means. Oh, no, my dear friend.
Mary, darling, what is that you just took off the rose?
What is what?
That envelope you found containing your admirer's card with a declaration of his love.
There was no envelope in the flower.
There was. Give it to me at once.
I will not.
I command you to give it to me.
Now, Fran,
I want to know who the man is who expresses his admiration in red roses. This is the tenth bouquet, at least. You know, admiration has its limits.
I will not give it you.
Nana, look at her. Look at her.
Look at her eyes flash. She thinks she'll get out of it that way. I command you to give me that letter. Don't walk away from me.
You're right, the water letter. I won't give it you. I do know the name that's on the card. I won't tell it you. The man who sent those flowers does admire me, does appreciate me, does love me, but I won't give you the letter. Norris.
Then, spring has come.
Yes, Ron. Let's take a walk in the park. I think the man who invented parks must have had trouble with his wife.
You look calmer already, Tom. It's merely exhaustion, my friend. Think of it. Married only for 6 months and turn around, quick.
What's the matter?
Keep on walking, don't stop.
What's happened?
Nothing, just walk.
Just a minute. please.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you, old man. What can I do for you?
What can you do for me? You know, sir, I hate to disturb a great artist like yourself, but I just happened to notice you. And if you could let me have just a little bit It's on the couch. The whole day I've been calling on actors and... My boss is in a temper. The whole thing is only 460 kronen.
After all, sir, we just can't get shit if we don't get paid.
Would you like to see Midsummer Night's Dream tomorrow evening?
I saw Midsummer Night's Dream. Oh, you were elegant in that.
Yes, yes, rather good. Bad part. Salome is playing the night after.
Salome?
Salome, including the dance.
Including the dance, I would like to see Salome.
Here's a pass for two. Now, next time, allow the bill to reach 1,000 kronen, and you'll get four seats.
Oh, well. Oh, thank you, sir. Good day to you.
Good day. Good day. Two seats for Salome and his bill goes up in smoke. Two seats for Salome and he's my slave. How powerful we are with those who matter to us least.
Here's the bench, Franz. Sit down.
Bernhardt, my life is at a crossroads.
I'm surprised at you, Franz. If you really must find out who sent the flowers, there are 1,000 ways to do it without treating your wife like that. You know her. She'd rather cut her head off than tell you who sent them. The simplest way is to go and ask the florist.
Why should I ask him?
You want to know who sent them, don't you?
Peanuts.
No peanuts.
Well, if you know...
I know who sent the flowers.
You know?
Of course I know.
Very well, then. Who sent them?
I did.
What? You? You sent them?
Exactly, I sent them.
Are you crazy?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'll be hanged. You sent the roses. Your name is on the card.
No, it is not.
Well, who's these, then?
Well, I can't keep it to myself any longer. I've got to tell someone.
Now, listen. What's the trouble?
You know what my... That is, before we were married, she...
I know. I mean, I suspect...
No. Why shouldn't we be ashamed to speak of it? A man can't expect to find a wife. She had many admirers, very many. If I should count those, nearly, but I knew personally. Hartung, Zellenberg, Krauss,
Peanuts...
No, Peanuts.
I made the inventory long ago, Franz. There were 7.
Not counting me.
Without you.
Pardon me, there were 9.
7.
There were 9. I cannot allow anyone to cast aspersions on my wife. There were 9.
Make it 9, then. The only thing we can be sure of is that I wasn't one of them.
Well, I'm sorry, old man, but we can't weep over that now. You see, the point is that this is me. And when night comes, that cool and apparently calm little woman's all flame inside. New pastures beckon to her. In a world, I'm in for the same fate as all the others. The night's Sullivan was all in vain. He's coming. I hear his footsteps coming nearer and nearer, those footsteps.
The truth?
Well, anyway, the new man, he's coming as surely as the spring.
Who?
That's the point.
Who?
What kind of a man? Oh, we've talked it over very calmly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she's explained it to me by the hour. Bernhardt, my wife, is longing for a soldier.
Oh, come, a soldier.
No, I don't think that ordinary food's our type. You know, something different, Bernhardt. Yes, something foreign. You live in her imagination. She told me, and she weeps, that such men don't exist nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But I've thought it all over, and such men do exist there. Well, did you ever notice one of those mysterious guardsmen attached to the Russian embassy? What if she should meet a man like that?
Well, what of it?
That would mean the end of me, of course. In my place would stand this nobody whom I can impersonate on the stage at any moment. But if... It's a guardsman she wants. She shall have him. She shall have him by night.
You decided, so to speak, to meet him halfway.
I've decided to meet him the whole way. I will be that man myself. I will be the guardsman.
What?
Well, how many times in your own column have you said 100 different personalities live in an actor's soul?
Very well, then.
Why shouldn't this guardsman live in my soul? Either I'm a good actor or I'm not. This will be the supreme test.
Do you need to tell me that you intend to act a part for your wife?
I've already begun. I've experimented with the costume, the makeup, the voice, the step, the carriage, the gesture. She never recognizes me.
Then what?
Then, well, either she will yield or she will leave. If she does not, well, I'll know for once and all that she is true to me. And if she does yield, well, I'll be very unhappy. But at least I will know. Anyway, I will have had one sincere kiss
with her. I'm sure she'll recognize it from
you. She won't. I've already talked to her. Last Tuesday, I walked beneath her window.
Mm-hmm.
A long cloak, the tall fur hat, the beard, the boots of a Russian guardsman.
Peanuts!
No peanuts!
She saw me from the window.
And?
Well, Bernard, she smiled.
Actually.
I sent her flowers with a card. I even had cards printed, but she didn't come from us. That's my name. She brought the flowers home from the theater. I made a terrible scene just as I did a few moments ago.
And you know, that little cat looked at me straight in the eye and said that they were sent to the stage door by a silly girl.
every day since I sent her flowers. But she never brings them home anymore. Then a letter came.
A letter?
From me? No, but from the guardsman. Yes, from me. Asking if she had any objections to meeting me personally.
Had she?
Yes, no, I think it would be nervous. This is my wife's answer to the Russian guardsman. Read it, my friend.
I have no objection.
I have no objection.
Oh, good Lord, what are you going to do?
I've done it. Last week I wired the manager to say that all Mr. Allen is available for 3 weeks.
Yes, you're leaving on the 9th.
Well, not precisely. Yesterday I sent my wife this letter. This is a copy. She's got the original hidden in the piano. Let me read it.
This is from the guardsman.
Yes, correct, the guardsman. After she said she had no objections. Listen.
Dear madam, great and revered artist, I see by the newspapers that your husband is going to be away in Olmutz for several evenings. If nothing happens to prevent, would you have the great kindness to appear in your window at 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon? That's today, in about 5 minutes. I'll be watching from a cab nearby. If you will pull back the curtain and look down into the street, I will pay my respects to you, and half an hour later in your own home, and I will be the happiest of men. I beg the honor of calling on the lady whose theatrical genius is your country's chief pride. Most respectfully, your humble servant, Vasiliev Samsonov.
But what about your engagement in Olmutz?
Call off this morning. Come on, let's get back to the house.
Well, if you're not going to Olmutz, why did you pack?
Well, I'm going to take my baggage, leave the house, go around the corner, and drop it all at my tailor's. As far as she knows, I'm on the train to Olmutz.
Mm.
Then I'll return to my own home in the first really great and serious part I've ever played in all my life. Come on, we better hurry. It's almost 6.
Sam, you're playing with fire.
Well, then at least let me warm my hands on blaze. Come on, Tom. Get it on.
Mama. Mama, come in here.
Beautiful, baby.
I was just washing the windows. What windows? In my room. Couldn't get a good look at his face because my windows were dirty. My watch seems slow. What time is it? I've got 3 minutes to 6.
Oh, that gown, baby.
Chopin, my dear?
6 o'clock, darling. You missed your train.
It's only 2 minutes off. I have plenty of time.
Bernhard, will you get him a cab?
I'll arrange for a cab.
I'm afraid you'll be late. I'll go and look at the clock in our room.
Yes, it would be a pity if I missed my train.
Which window is it, Don?
The middle one by the piano. She'd draw the curtains apart. What's the matter with you?
You look sick.
I'm in a cab down there in the street, waiting with beating heart, wondering whether she will give me the signal.
Oh, come now. You know she won't.
Isn't it 6?
About a half minute yet. Where's your uniform?
The tailor's around the corner.
Now, don't worry, you won't have to use it.
See,
it's just 6 now, and she's not anywhere near the window.
Oh, Bernhard, she's such a true wife. She's coming.
Well, where's your cab? It's 6 o'clock.
That's right, dear. 6 o'clock.
Yes, 6. Exactly, 6 o'clock.
6. Yes.
Well, then I'm off. Isn't she gorgeous, Bernard? Isn't she the most... Well, what are you doing, darling?
Just going to open the curtain. It's so dark in here.
Dark? I don't think it's dark in here at all.
Neither do I, frankly.
You're going anyway. What do you care? What's the difference? There now. Isn't that much better? I tried to save him money on the electric bill, and he doesn't appreciate it.
I appreciate everything. Goodbye, sweetheart. Take care of yourself and don't forget me. I'm not speaking to you from the window there. Please look at me when I'm going away.
What?
I was bidding you goodbye, my wife. I said goodbye, darling. Take care of yourself.
Yes, goodbye. You haven't forgotten anything.
No, I haven't.
Well, goodbye then. You can go.
I'm going without your company.
I didn't mean to offend you. What else can I say since you must go? I can't say please don't go.
Indeed, you can't. Imagine if I couldn't resist you and stay.
Oh, please.
Children.
So this, then, is your farewell, Marie. All you have to say to me at the last minute.
Good heavens, you'll be back in 3 days. You're not going to Siberia.
A journey to Olmutz may prove just as fatal as a journey to Siberia. Oh, what's the use? Goodbye.
He's right, Marie. You don't even kiss him.
No, thanks, Bernard. I don't accept kisses that are suggested by a third party.
Oh, come here, you fool. Give me a kiss.
I won't.
Come here.
No.
I want to kiss you. You foolish boy.
Huh? What is it you want? Kiss you? Huh. Yes, you like. God bless you.
You call that a kiss?
Oh, for pity's sake.
Oh, come here, you ridiculous boy.
You're torturing me.
Kiss me, darling. Oh, Franz.
Sweetheart. Goodbye. Goodbye. And all my thoughts be with you in my place.
Yes, don't be late, dear.
I'll rush home.
I meant now for your train.
She kisses me and she thinks of time to...
But, darling...
Help me down with my bags, then, huh?
France, France, now...
Goodbye.
I don't...
Goodbye.
How did they get on with these nets?
Here, push now.
There you are. It was very good of the tailor to leave you the key to the shop.
Fine fellow. Next week I'll pay his bill. Where's my beard?
You have it on.
Oh, how do I look?
A Russian guardsman. Let me hear you.
Oh, no, no, no. Need.
I can't stand it. I'm going back to see what she's doing.
No. 6:30. I'll be there. I want to be alone with him.
I'll be out by 6:30.
So I made the train all right.
Yes, Franz. I'm afraid you're going to regret this, Franz. You don't realize it. You look positively handsome.
Liesl, come in here. Mama, is the V in the back space?
Yes, baby. Straight as an arrow to the heart. Oh, you are beautiful. You are superb. You are magnificent.
Not my fault that I'm beautiful, is it?
My fault? Oh, my child, it's a blessing. A woman's got only one life to live. And when it's with her husband.
You called me, ma'am.
Oh, yes, Liesl. I want some tea. You know, in tall glasses.
Yes.
Russian style. Fix yourself up a bit. How do you like my dress, Liesl?
It's lovely.
What's the matter, dear?
Nothing, Beth.
She's in love with your husband, Marie, that's what. She ought to be ashamed of herself having such thoughts in a respectable house like this before my daughter.
You don't like my husband, do you, Mama?
What do you expect of me? I'm delighted the villain who robs me of my daily bread.
What?
In the old days when you had so many gentlemen friends, I used to chaperone you and see something of the social world. I had a social position. My heart cracked when I...
All right, Mama, control yourself. You shall have your social position back again tonight.
What?
Instead of scrubbing the kitchen floor, you shall go with me to the opera there.
Oh, you darling, you're alive again. You breathe again.
Who's that? It's only 6:20. Liesl, answer the door.
Maybe he missed his train. I knew you could never trust him.
Oh, Bernhard, you're back.
Just to tell you that Franz made his train.
Oh, that's splendid. I do hope he didn't have to run.
Oh, no, he had plenty of time to spare.
What are you sitting down for?
Mama, there's something invincibly distinguished about you. But I'll sit down in your presence anyway.
Here's your hat.
Unless you want me to go, Marie.
I? But, well, as a matter of fact, I was about to lie down for a nap.
You're nervous, my dear.
Nervous?
I didn't know you better. I might even say you want to get rid of me.
Here's your hat.
The charming creature you are, dear Golden Heart. I'll go when I'm ready.
Bernhard. You are a dear old idiot.
Don't misunderstand her when she kisses you. It was the same in my day. When I kissed a man, it meant that I wanted to get rid of him.
You are nervous, Mary.
I know.
Your eyes are shining. You're much prettier than you were a half hour ago. What is it, dear? Unless, of course, you're expecting someone.
Granted, I am expecting someone. How does that concern you?
Not at all. But are you?
Your hat is on your lap. Shall I put it on your head? Please, Mama. Yes, Bernhardt, I am expecting a caller.
Oh? Aren't you going to the opera?
I don't know. If it should be too late, I may not go.
It's easy enough to get rid of the caller. You don't want him to stay.
Yes, it looks like it. Here's your hat.
I expect to be at the opera myself, Mary. I'll drop by your box. May I?
Oh, yes, do. Yes, that will be awfully nice.
I'll be running along then. It's always very nice to see you, Mama.
I wish I could say the same.
You could if you tried as hard as I do. Goodbye, Mary.
Turn down the lights, Mama. Just keep that one on behind the couch. I leave you now, baby. Yes, yes, leave me now. He and the glasses are on the table by the fireplace. Leave me, Mama. A gentleman to see you, ma'am.
Who is it?
General. Show him in. I'll be in my room, baby.
This is the life. This is the glory of life.
Delighted. I appreciate the honor.
I am Prince Vasily Samsonov. I kiss the hand.
Sure, I'm going to sit down.
I must beg thousand pardon for seeking your personal acquaintance in this very awkward...
Oh, really? No, not at all. I wrote you. I wanted to meet you. You have no need for excuses.
Well, I am terribly happy. I was free.
Well, well, I hope you're gradually recovering. Will you have some tea?
Merci. When I had the pleasure of coming here, you were playing Chopin,
Oui, oui, oui.
Oh, you speak French, shall we?
You like Chopin?
Oh, yeah. He writes so soft, so melancholically. I see by the paper your distinguished husband is starring in Olmutz.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
How many lumps?
One.
One?
One. I think it is not manly for to like the sweet.
Oh, my husband takes four.
Well, even without sugar, the lot of the husband is sweet.
You emphasize the word husband so oddly.
Oh, well, I do not take the husband too seriously. Your husband is not still here, no?
No.
No. No, no. What I meant was I regret that I must put in the pocket for the time being the pleasure of meeting your gifted husband. I am really a very great admirer of his art.
Really?
Oh, yes. He impersonated with such genius, such incomparable genius, the highest life for the soul.
Lemon?
No. No lemon. But it is easier to be the artist with a very charmingly beautiful woman at one side.
You're making love to me already.
May I say, I am happy you have recognized it. Do you regret?
I cannot regret what I cannot control.
Then I may hope for the opposite of regret.
Perhaps.
With one little word, you have made me very happy. Your ear is very beautiful.
Do you smoke? These are not very good cigarettes. My husband doesn't care for any better.
These are very good cigarettes. With one little word, you have made me very happy a long way further.
Oh, don't take up what I said so serious.
You destroy my little hope.
I object to the word hope.
Oh, no. Please do not hurt me so, Gospodi Boshmoy.
What are you saying? Oh,
Gospodi Boshmoy.
What? I beg your pardon. Are you angry?
No. I had better call my feelings. They have carried me too far.
Then this is farewell.
No, well, what after what I have done, what can it be but farewell?
Oh, no. Don't say that. Look, I'm going to the opera tonight. Won't you call on me in my box?
Yeah, I will take the liberty of calling.
We can continue our conversation in the anteroom. It's a little private room right off the box.
Oh, my sincere thanks. Especially for that empty room.
I object to your thanks and the misunderstanding.
I plead for shame.
No.
I have insulted the most gentle lady.
No, I forgive.
It is impossible to forgive the beast I have made of myself.
But I
cannot bear to stand before you again.
I said I forgive you.
Oh, you forgive me?
Yes. The box is number 4 on the second tier.
You are listening to the Theater Guild on the Air. Tonight's play is The Guardsman, starring Alfred Lump and Lynn Fontanne.
Now, during the intermission of the Theater Guild in the Air, the orchestra helps us to sustain the Viennese mood of the play with one of Johann Strauss's famous waltzes, Voices of Spring.
Thank you.
Alfred Lund and Lynn Fontaine. And her mama has gone to the opera where the guardsman, played by Alfred Lunt, has been invited to call. In reality, the guardsman is Mary's husband in disguise. The opera is about to begin. The lights dim down. Mary and mama are settling down in their seats as the first notes of the overture are heard.
Necessary to make certain matters clear.
But I am very sorry if there is any thing in what I have said.
Oh, no, I don't object to your saying nice things to me. I confess I need that as the field needs the rain.
Well, then.
But you're so revoltingly sure of the outcome. I don't like it.
Pardon?
I'm a married woman. I have a husband. And I love my husband.
Do you? Do you?
Why does this prosaic confession excite you so?
Well, it excites me. It excites me very much. Everything about you excites me. Do you believe I can stand so near you, a woman with so warm blood and so pulsing nerve, and feel respect and esteem only? Is it possible?
No.
Then, if you think there is some other thing beside esteem and respect, do you permit me to give it a name?
If you give me time to think it over, I may not allow it.
Well, I give you time to think it over.
I have thought it over. Yes, you may say it.
This other feeling is love. But I respect the fact that you are in love with your husband.
I did not say that.
You did say.
No, I did not.
Oh, well, that makes me very happy.
It pleases you.
May I speak free?
It is right.
Have you ever thought that you might perhaps sometime forget your husband altogether?
Now, please.
Let
me go.
Don't.
What are you saying? I will not. Mama.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful woman.
What are you doing on your knee?
Oh, Bernhard, she resisted me. She resisted me, some sinner.
She is true to you.
True, there's no doubt about it. And a woman who can be true to her husband when I am the lover will be true always.
Oh, what peace of mind, what happiness to see her crush her feeling.
Congratulations, excellent. Then you are sure.
All I want now is to hear her speak those precious words, leave me forever. And then off with my wig and my beard, and I will touch my little one to me, and then I will...
I say to the dark, your imperial majesty.
Good evening, Marley.
Oh, Prince, you met Dr. Bernhardt?
No, I have always read Dr. Bernhardt's writings.
Do you know, Prince, why I have come back?
No, why?
Because I felt that I had been a little harsh with you.
Oh, no, no.
What?
Well, maybe so, maybe so.
I should have said you as calmly, as honestly as I now say it, that I could never, never, never deceive my husband. I beg your pardon for it.
For being true to
you? No, 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 for not telling you at once.
So now the time has come, and I will make the confession myself. In the presence of this Dr. Bernhardt, with whom, yes, I say there is nothing in the world I would not do for you. If you...
If I...
You know what I would
I know,
do.
I know, but I want to hear you say it.
Hear what? What do you want to
there
hear?
There is no woman in the world. Oh, what do I want to hear? I want to hear you say you love me.
Say
it. We may never see each other again. Oh, Bernhardt, I'm behaving very badly, aren't I? Look at him, Bernhardt. He is no beauty, but at last a man who is neither intelligent nor brilliant. He comes here and he does not know how to behave. But dear old friend, at last, after all these years, at last, a man.
Yes, yes, control yourself. Congratulations. I believe I'll take a look at the office.
Prince, no man has ever forced me to say the things I just said to you. I don't know what's happening to me. You don't know what's happening to you.
No, madam, you do not know what is happening to me.
What is the matter with you? What is it? You were so ardent and so eager a moment ago, and now you seem afraid.
Well, I'm mad. My happiness is that it's turned my head. I do love you.
Where'd you go? What are you putting on your coat?
I cannot bear to stay since we cannot see each other anymore.
Oh, I meant no more tonight. But tomorrow, Prince. Tomorrow, at 5.
Oh, heaven help me.
What?
I say, heaven help me to exist without you until tomorrow at 5.
Well enough when he comes, Liesl. It was a mistake to wash the windows, Marie. All she does is stand there looking out. I think she's also in love with the prince, though.
How do you mean, also?
She'll never bark at you to try to hide it from your mama.
That will do, mama. Liesl, yes, get the tea ready.
Yes, ma'am.
Russian,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
It'll be 4 o'clock, Bippy, and he won't be here until 5. I think I'll fix myself up a bit.
Whoever it is, I'm not at home, Liesl. And I won't be back till this afternoon. Right there, opening the door before Liesl answers it. Well, it's you.
My coming then is unexpected.
Oh, for heaven's sake, stop acting. What brought you back so soon?
What's that? I returned 2 whole days earlier, and all you have to say to me is what brought you back so soon. That's your greeting, your kiss, your embrace?
I think I'll go and put on my old clothes.
Come, darling, greet me, greet me.
Oh, dear, dear, I'm just beginning to forget your sarcasms and your naggings, and now it's to begin all over again.
Well, if you want me to, I can go back to Olmutz.
Don't, you're perfectly horrid. What happened? I thought you signed the three performances in Olmutz.
The theater at Olmutz has burned down.
Burned down?
We'll be in the papers tomorrow. I escaped within an inch of my life.
Oh, was anyone hurt?
Everyone was hurt. And now I'm home again to regain my strength with my sweet little wife.
You're in a good humor.
Aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in a good humor.
Well, then, I'm in a good humor. You're in a good humor. Everything's all right. I'm playing Hamlet tonight at our theater.
You're going to stay home until it's time to go to the theater?
Yes. I'm still trembling. I was nearly consumed by a great flame last night. That is enormous. What did you do with yourself last evening?
Nothing.
Must seem to have been awful boring.
Yeah, awful.
Aren't you going to the opera?
Oh, yes, yes. I quite forgot. I did go to the opera.
Then I dropped in during the evening, did you?
Yes, yes. Then what?
Then you were alone during most evening.
No.
No?
No. Mama was with me.
Oh. Otherwise, you were alone all evening.
Oh, yeah, you are. I tell you, I was alone all the evening. Baron Hart was here, but you were here. Still here, of course, yourself.
Yeah, no one else.
No, no one else. Wait, no. No, no.
I don't know, but I thought the concierge said something about a soldier.
Really? Well, the soldier came to see Hegel. We'll ask her.
No, no, I'm asking Hegel. One look from you, and she'll confess the soldier came to see her.
Oh, would she?
Yeah, she didn't swear to it.
Why should she swear to it?
Because if the soldier came to see you...
Yes, yes, well...
Oh, no, I was only joking. I've been riding in a smoking car all day. You know, I'm full of bad jokes.
And so, little by little, our harmless questions have turned into a regular cross-examination. Now, I was quite happy at first. I was quite touched. I thought you were interested in how I spent the evening. And now it appears you've been suspecting me with a soldier. Very noble, I must say.
Oh, please.
You must be out of your mind.
Please, please. It's not you. You know, first the celebrant and then all day in the smoking.
Yes, yes. This is really too much. I want to know what is back of all this about a soldier. I'll call Mama and...
Lisa will tell the same lies as Mama. Mama will tell the same lies as Lisa.
I insist that you tell me what you mean.
I mean that yesterday afternoon after I left, a soldier was here.
Well, perhaps there was. Perhaps there was a whole regiment here. What did that got to do with me, Lindel?
Well, let's agree. I think that since Jackson came to see her, will you agree?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, of course. It was a fireman.
A fireman?
Yes, yes, a fireman came to inspect the fire escape. The concierge must have mistaken him for a soldier.
Oh, a fireman?
Yes, a fireman. Why is he surprised? Fireman, always interested in fire escapes. He even went up on the roof to inspect the chimney.
Chimney?
Yes.
He climbed up the roof?
Yes, that's right. Of course, when it came down, I had a glass of tea, red
wine. Oh, yes, of course. Well, I don't accuse you of climbing up to the roof with him. The only difficulty is that firemen do not wear beards.
Beards?
Beards.
What is it?
Guardsmen, however, always wear them.
Guardsmen?
Guardsmen.
Oh, I see, I see. So all this is not merely just a joke.
No, this is not just a joke.
And you seriously believe that while you were saving away, earning money in homeless in a burning theater that I was entertaining soldiers?
Oh, my dear entertainer.
What did you say when you did something like that? What are you doing now? Are you thinking that I've deceived you?
No, no, for heaven's sake, don't get so excited.
Save up her freedom, her whole life, her young and precious life, because...
No, no, my dear.
How can you do this?
No, this is really...
Someone has slandered me. Do you believe it?
Oh, my dear, mother.
I can't stand it. I'm just thinking that it's all over between us.
No, no, no. Don't say such things. You know how madly I love you.
Yes, you suspect me. You believe lies about me.
No, no, I don't believe...
Go away. There's no way you believe malicious lies about my character.
No, no, darling, don't go. Don't stay with me. I don't believe him.
With all your heart? You mean it,
with all my heart.
You love me and trust me?
I love you and trust you.
Because it's all lies and slander. I was alone with Mama in the box and I thought of your beautiful, hardened eyes.
Mama?
And I longed for you. And I wanted you with me. I love you.
Oh, my darling.
I must love you to be able to forgive all this. I do forgive you.
Forgive me. Forgive me. You see, I'm so in love with you. Marie. Marie, I'm crying.
I don't want to tell you why I'm crying. Someone's at the door.
Yes.
I'll go and do my face. I'll be in my room if anyone wants.
Lord, what are you doing here? What's the matter? I'm believing that I wasn't with her last night.
You weren't with...
Perhaps you weren't.
Is there anything you can't believe that it's necessary?
Never mind about that. I've got control of myself now. Where's that police? Oh, yes. What in the world are you doing? Now comes the moment when her lying isn't going to help her any. The uniform. Come, come back. Hold that boot for me.
What is that?
Just Bernard. What's the beard?
I don't know if you're talking about your cat.
why should I go out?
Oh, do go out, even for half an hour. Can't you understand how this dreadful piano wreck? Now, Bernhard, about the fire in Olmut. The shelter in Olmut has burned down, Bernhard.
You don't say. Yes, the fireman ended up 200 miles away drinking tea in my apartment.
The beauty of your soul.
Oh, dear. Why, you knew. You
you to Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontaine and the rest of the cast of Marlowe's comedy, The Guardsman.